Well, thank you, Barbara. That was a short passage, but it's chock full of meaning. It's one of my favorite scripture passages to remind myself to trust in God in all circumstances. You know, as a kid growing up in Brooklyn, I remember there was a corner deli. It's called Sal's Deli. And I think they ran numbers in the back, but that's another story. But there was a sign where you paid your check. And I'll never forget, it said, "In God we trust, all others pay cash." You know, there's something about human nature in general. Humans, by nature, we sometimes struggle with trusting. And understandably so. You know, it's not easy to just put your trust in somebody, that they're going to do the right thing. This is true even in the animal kingdom. My wife and I have two Greek tortoises, Plato and Homer. That's actual names we've given them. But if you know anything about tortoises, they don't like to be pet like a dog, right? And the minute you go near them, they retract into their shell as a form of protection. But over time, realizing that I feed them every day, and they even get baths, believe it or not. We put them in a bath, and they drink, and they swim around. And they know that we care for them. And after a while, I was able to gain their trust. And believe it or not, my wife will tell you this, I can actually pet their heads like a puppy dog. And they'll just stick their head out there and let you pet them. But that didn't happen overnight. It took time to develop this trust between us and these folks in the animal kingdom. You know, people by nature are not very trusting, and we understand why. I think a lot of it is due to conditioning, if you will. People have been burned by others. Have you ever been burnt by somebody?
Yeah.
Okay. Conrad says amen. Yes, he has. And we have. I mean, in general, somebody wasn't true to their promise, and we wound up somewhere or the other getting burned through the experience. Or maybe you know of somebody that got burnt by somebody else, and so it made you very cautious when you go into some kind of contractual agreement, you know, because we lack the trust. Every generation has had its share of skepticism since the very beginning of time. It's just part of the human condition. Since the fall of Adam, this trust thing has been an issue in every generation. But you know, I believe this generation may even have a greater trust issue. With everything that goes on, you know, the 24/7 news cycle and constantly, you know, bombarded by negativity and so forth. I was chatting with, I hope she doesn't mind, I was chatting with Joan last night at Dave's birthday party, and she was talking about the lack of trust in government and politicians. She said to me, and I quote, she says, "How is it that they go into government poor and they leave us billionaires?" It's a good question. I don't know. CEOs of corporations, they're getting these huge increases in their salaries and benefits, and yet we're told that the people at the lower level are just barely making ends meet. And so you wonder, you know, you start, do I trust? And let's face it, even the ranks of the clergy have had several scandals in recent times. And so you start to even wonder, can I trust the clergy? And there was always a major trust level there, but I could understand why. Why folks might be a little skeptical and a little cautious. even around the clerical realm, if you will. There's a clarion cry, I think, in this generation is, who can I trust? Well, the writer of Proverbs gives us the answer. Succinctly, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord in all your ways. Acknowledge Him. Actually, I think the writer of Proverbs deals with a multitude of situations that we face on a daily basis in our lives. Dealing with trust, dealing with patience, dealing with self-reliance, feeling as if we've got to carry the whole load. We have to get through this. We have to find a way. All of the weight is on our shoulders. And as a result of that, I've noticed we have become a quick fix generation as well. Everything's got to be done quickly. Whether it's a new bill that's passed somewhere that's going to get us out of trouble, or taking a pill is going to heal all of our woes, waving a magic wand, a simple phone call, a couple of clicks on the computer, and all of our troubles are going to go away. And we know that that's just not true. Sometimes it works, but many times it doesn't. The quick fix, if you will. I've learned over the years that not everything can be quick fixed in our lives. Many are coming to a place of the realization of what AA calls a higher power. The reliance on a higher power to get through the addiction, to get through this terrible weight that's on his or her shoulders, to turn to a higher power. And for us, of course, as Christians, that higher power is Jesus Christ. And I think Barbara alluded to that just a little while ago. I've learned this a long time ago that I'm not going to put my trust in government. And this is not a political statement. I don't care who's in office. It doesn't matter to me. I'm not going to look there for all my answers. Certainly, I'm not going to look to Wall Street. But rather, I'm going to go somewhere the writer of Proverbs tells us to go. You know, why should I trust in the Lord? Have you ever asked that question? And listen, I get it. Sometimes people are faced with great tragedy. And in that moment of desperation, you might cry out, Where are you, God? Where were you when I needed you the most? And God understands that. God could handle that when we cry out in desperation. And I want to say, though, I don't promote it, but I could understand it, and I don't condemn it. There have been times in my own life when I said, why, Lord, why? How? And I always say, you know, when I get to heaven, I'm going to have this long list. But the minute I step over, I'm sure that list is going to be disappeared because all revelation will take place. But while I'm in this human shell, I have some questions like that myself. But why should we trust in the Lord? Well, for one thing, we're told in the Bible that God is omniscient, so therefore he's all-knowing. And some people will say, well, if he's all-knowing, why does he allow evil in the world? Well, evil introduced itself into the world through the fall of Adam, and it's a human condition, and it's a matter of choice. We choose to do good or evil. It's a human thing. God doesn't want us to do evil. But God is all-knowing. And I wonder if God knew that I paid $76 for a single bag of groceries last week. I don't know if you're struggling with that, but I certainly am. But Matthew chapter 6 says that God is an all-knowing God. Now that's comforting for me, knowing that God knows. He not only knows what we need, He knows what's best for us. Right? Because sometimes we ask for things that we don't need, and then we wonder why we don't get it. He's aware. Some don't want people to know. I understand. They don't want people to know what they're going through. They don't want people to know that they're going through marital problems or issues with their kids. It's a private moment. And they don't want to put that out on the line, the clothesline. I get that. And I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt. Some people don't want others to know that they're struggling with a sin in their life and fear if they would be judged. And so they keep that very private and they struggle with that. But whatever it is that we don't want anybody else to know, God already knows. God knows everything. It really doesn't help that people know our stuff unless somebody's willing to help. And you know what the easiest way out is? I'll pray for you. Yeah, but I don't have money to put food on the table. You know, if somebody is going to jump in and help you, then it's okay if you trust somebody to let somebody know what you're going through. But I just want you to know that God knows. And God is able and God is willing, according to His riches, as Barbara said, in Christ Jesus. So God's all-knowing. He's aware of all of our circumstances. He's aware of whatever you're going through this morning, if you're going through a hard time. And God is very concerned about His children, according to Scripture. 1 Peter 5:7, listen to what it says. Cast all your anxiety on the Lord. Why? Because He cares for you. God cares for you. That word care, I looked it up in the original biblical text, it means to distract us from our worries, to bring us to a place of solitude, when you talk about care. And then the word cast has the same significance of casting a net, and Peter would have been very familiar with that, right? He was a fisherman. It literally means to throw your cares, throw your anxieties, and throw your worries on Him. Why? Because He cares for you. He cares for you. Whatever concerns you this morning, it concerns the Lord. That gives me great comfort when I enter in prayer. That, Lord, I'm really struggling. And I sense God saying to me, you know what? I'll get you through this, Chuck. It's going to be all right. So whenever you come up against those anxious moments in your life, remember, throw them upon the Lord because He cares about you. God could handle it. God could handle whatever we can't handle. Do you believe it? Every day. Thirdly, God is consistently faithful. Which means you could count on God in all times, in all situations. You can always trust Him to do exactly what He promises in His Word. That's why it's so important to speak the Word of God. Because it says the Word never returns void. There's power in the Word of God. Friends, people may let you down, the government may let you down, Wall Street may let you down, but I want to tell you the truth of the gospel, God will never let you down. Ever. 1 Corinthians 1:9 says God is faithful. Listen to this. God is faithful even when we're not. Even when we're not faithful, God is still faithful. And lastly, God is able. I love what Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 3. It says that the Lord is able to do immeasurably more than we could ever imagine. In other words, He could blow our mind. We could never imagine what God's capable of doing. You see, nothing's too hard or too difficult for God, even though it may be too hard or too difficult for us, because God is able. One of my favorite scriptures of all times is Philippians 4:19. And my God will meet all of your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. God will meet all of your needs, my friends, because God is rich in love, forgiveness, and mercy. I just need to remind myself at times that he's not going to meet all of my wants, but he's going to meet all of my needs. And so in closing, I know this is a time and a season where it's difficult to trust. I get that. I know we've all experienced our shares of disappointments in life. But we cannot be victorious by solely relying on ourselves, or even others for that matter. We must completely depend on and trust in the Lord. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And I also believe in the scripture, when you're really struggling, even with faith, if you have faith just the size of a little mustard seed, you can move a mountain that's in your life. Do you believe that?
I believe.
So remember, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own human intellect understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him. And that crooked road that you're on, it says he'll make that path straight for you and for me. So I don't know what you're going through this morning, friends. I don't know what you might be struggling with, and you don't know what I might be going through this morning, but I'll tell you what, God does. And God is able. And God is willing. So why not give it over to him? Amen?
Amen,
church.